It is Brian and Tricia, and we are Quixie 98.3, that little boy from Indiana, John Mellencamp, Jack and Diane.
So we've talked about Blockbuster before, and it's not, what is there, one left?
One left in Oregon.
Okay, so in Ontario, there is one that shut down in 2011. But it still has all the signs up and it looks like a regular Blockbuster. So there's a petition going around to preserve it forever as a museum. I wonder if it still has movies in it. I would imagine it probably doesn't.
I would think not.
But it probably still has the shelves and, you know, everything in there, the actual furniture and whatever they used, just not the actual products.
That's crazy.
Because where would they put the shelves? Because there are no more Blockbusters, so
yeah.
Nobody's using them. But anyway, I mean, it'd be pretty cool. I think I would sign it if I lived there.
Yeah, I would. I would definitely think that'd be something to go see.
Who would have thought that we'd be talking about Blockbuster all these years later? You know, like, oh, I really miss Blockbuster.
Who would have thought it just wasn't going to exist?
Well, I know that's true.
Yeah,
I still have my Blockbuster card.
Here's a real funny thing. I remember distinctly the very first time that we went and rented movies when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. It is a vivid memory. So there was a little, and all the original places to rent movies were not a chain. That came about later.
Yeah.
The original ones were mom and pop places.
Or gas stations.
And a lot of them had, yeah, you're right, they were another business that were like, we're just going to add this to our offering.
Yeah.
This is going to be something else we do. And you're right, gas stations and different places like that, little popped up stores and malls, things like that. A lot of little mom and pop places.
Mm-hmm.
So there was this tiny little place just outside of town. And they offered both VHS tapes and Laserdisc.
Laserdiscs.
They did not have Beta, and this is way before DVDs. So, you know, you didn't have a player. Nobody owned one.
Right.
And, I mean, this literally had to be like 1980, 1981. So we went up there, and I remember it was a Saturday morning, and my mom took my sister and I to this little local place in town, and we got donuts. And then we drove on out to the edge of town where this new video store had just opened. And it was a family that we knew that they'd, I don't know what they spent, but it was probably a fortune because these machines were so expensive. And it cost like so many dollars to rent the machine, and then you could get a few movies to go with it.
The machine? Are you talking about the Laserdisc machine?
Yes.
Okay, I've never used one. I had a friend that I thought was really rich because they had a Laserdisc machine.
Well,
and they had some Laserdiscs, and I thought, oh my goodness. We never did watch them. I was afraid to even get close to it.
They were basically the precursor to what became the DVD. They were a giant DVD about the size of a record.
Yeah.
And they came in a plastic case, and you opened up at the front of the machine and shoved the whole thing in there. It pulled the disc out of the case and spit the case back out at you.
Oh, see, I didn't even know that.
So anyway, I remember distinctly my mother rented us a bunch of Disney cartoons. And so we were watching those. And it was like, this is awesome. We could just watch this cartoon anytime we want to. And we spent the whole day just watching and we were just in awe. And it was like, wow. And then we had to take it back. And I was so sad. I was like, well, we don't get to watch it anymore.
Until next time.
And then we rented a few more times, and we ultimately decided the Laserdisc was bad about skipping. Because they hadn't got the technology down yet. Then we ultimately just started renting VCRs. And then at some point for Christmas, Santa Claus brought us a VCR, and it was awesome. I actually remember probably being ultimately more excited about the VCR than the Atari we got one year.
Wow.
Yeah. Because then you can just watch what you want anytime you want.
Yeah.
I miss video stores.
Be kind. Rewind.
Quixie 98.3.
Brian and Trisha, and we are Quixie 98.3. It is morning conversation time.
It is. So we were just talking about Blockbuster, and I remembered that I still have my Blockbuster membership card. So it's time to dig through your wallet or dig through a drawer, the junk drawer at your home. Do you still have your video membership cards?
I don't. But I remember I threw it away when I changed wallets a couple of years back.
I can't believe you threw it away.
What value did it have? What good was it going to do me?
Well, today we'll be talking about it. You just couldn't see the future. So I still have mine. I remember giving those. There was that one and another card that was one of those laminated ones that they, you know, you had to wait like 5 minutes for them to laminate it and with all your information on it. I gave those to the girls when they were little so they could pretend that they were their own cards, you know, so they thought that they didn't realize that they were old video rental cards.
Right. So, yeah. Made them feel like they had their own little credit card.
Yeah, so I think that they are still in one of the girls' rooms in like a junk drawer.
Huh.
I'm going to go home and dig.
No, I did carry it way after we even had a Blockbuster here.
Gary realized when, during fall break, he was looking through his wallet for something, and he had an old library card from some place he lived years ago that was in his in his wallet. He said, I don't think I need this anymore. So
maybe he should have kept
it. Same kind of thing.
Should have gave it to the girls, and they could have pretended they had their own little cards. Brian and Tricia, and we are Quixie 98.3. Morning conversation is underway. We've got a post up on Facebook, and you can weigh in on phone at 270-763-9830.
Do you still have your old video rental cards? And I do. I have a Blockbuster card. But somebody on Facebook commented that, yes, they still do for when they were a store manager, and they have their name tag. That is something else that I have from my very first job. I worked at Winn-Dixie in Florida, and I was going through a box recently and of old stuff, and I found my name tag. That you remember those label makers that you had to punch it?
Yeah.
Like it was had a handle.
You had to squeeze it.
Yeah, you squeezed it and you rotated the letter.
And then you changed the letter and squeeze it again.
That's the kind of name tag it was. And it, I think it's blue or green. Well, okay, the name tag itself is pink and it says Winn-Dixie on it with, I don't know, whatever the font color is, you know, for the letters. But then my tag itself with Tricia on it is like green or blue. So
that's funny.
Do they still make those?
I don't know, but I had one of those label maker things when I was a kid. I thought it was so cool.
I did too.
You did.
It's kind of like a rotary phone for labels.
Mm-hmm.
And if you mess up, you have to start all over again.
I know.
There are no backspace keys
no,
on those.
No, you permanently damage the little tape if you mess it up. Oh, yeah, those were cool.
Yeah.
I still have a couple of name tags from places I worked, and I basically kept them because they have a magnet on the back, and I use them as refrigerator magnets.
Oh, that's smart.
I don't really need the tag because the magnet part comes off and would go inside your shirt, so I could throw the tag away and just
but
keep the
why?
Magnet.
I mean, it's a magnet, and you look at it, and you remember it, so I think it's cool.
You know what you do?
You look at it.
When I see it, sometimes I just look at it.
Just look at it.